The United States presidential election is over. It was a week ago on November 3rd that Americans went to the polls casting their ballots for the next president of the United States. There are a lot of questions. There will be some recounts. There will be some legal suits filed in various states. But in that sense, it's behind us. And as I've said in another BT Daily, we're moving on, and we hope we can move on together in unity. But I want you and I to take a step back and ask ourselves, where are we? How did we fall during this election season? As we looked at all the candidates, all the issues, and everything that was said, I like the way one commentator put it, that it came down this year to two emotions, love and hate, as he saw it. Now, I'll let you figure out where either you fell as you generated your emotions about the election, and maybe where other people fell. That's not the purpose that I want to get to, but I thought it was an interesting statement that he made, love and hate. As Christians, obviously, we need to fall on the side of love in everything that we do. But obviously, in politics, human politics, not just in America, Canada, Australia, wherever human beings are governed, politics can get quite nasty. It can get personal, harmful. There can be the beneficial side as well when there are good rulers and governors and presidents and congressmen and parliamentarians that will enact legislation that help people. And that's what we're dealt with. That's what we're dealing with. Politics is the norm of human government. And as you and I look at that, and as we engage in whatever level we choose in the issues that are in front of us wherever you live, you've got to always make sure that the love of God, the love for our fellow man, dominates our speech, our attitudes, and our actions. And when politics generates extreme emotions and hatred and anger and all kinds of other problems come out, that's not where you want to be. So take a step back. Analyze yourself in this particular way. Where are you? Where do you fall? Amos, the prophet, had something to say about this as he addressed the social and, yes, the political issues of his day. In his prophecies, as God sent him to the court of Israel, and he spoke to the king and the leaders, and he nailed their problems, and he talked to them in direct terms. But in verse 15 of Amos 5, he says, hate evil, love good. Hate evil, love good. New Testament teaching, New Covenant teaching, basic Christianity. Hate evil, love the good. Emulate the good, teach the good, live righteous lives. He says, establish justice in the gate. When the Bible uses that term gate, it's talking about the seat of power, whether it's the local courthouse or the Congress or the palace. It's where the governmental authority resides. Establish justice in the gate is what Amos is saying there. All human government, ideally, should act motivated on love and establish justice by its laws and the actions of all who hold power. Now, we know that doesn't always happen, which results in a lot of conflict that we see there. But as we look at the United States, 2020, a very divisive and bitter presidential election, frankly revealing a divided country in many different ways that we've got to live with. Look at what Amos says as well. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. The Bible does say a great deal about Joseph, beginning with his life, the promises that were given to him that had been given to Abraham, the patriarch, and frankly, what makes America great and what makes Canada great and any other English-speaking nation today is that we are the inheritors of those promises to Abraham. And this is what he is saying here. In a sense, we're the remnant of Joseph, that God would be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. And so where we are, November 2020, as we look at the scene, let's hate evil. Let's make sure we love good. Let's make sure that we are looking to God and recognizing He is just and He is ruling in the nations of men to accomplish His purpose. And that nothing done, no election, no overthrow of whatever government there may be is going to thwart God's purpose and plan. And let's be sobered by where we are and make sure that our emotions are in check so that they line up with love, the love of God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.